I'm Eddie Garcia. As a solo guitarist, William Tyler uses the instrument as a wide-angle lens. His music evokes images of America's panoramic past and the unsettling path taken from the 1950s to the present. His guitar playing is nimble, but not showy. His use of effects is a component, but never a crutch. He uses open tunings and infuses elements of drone, psychedelia, and pure experimentalism, but his music remains wholly accessible. When I spoke with William, he was sitting on a porch in Durham, North Carolina, a day before he took the stage at Baldwin Auditorium to kick off a series of concerts celebrating 25 years of Merge Records.
I just sort of put off thinking about doing my own music, and then at some point when I was about 25, 26, I started teaching myself how to play the fingerstyle way, which worked well within the context of playing with Lamb Chop, but I just realized, oh yeah, this is actually like a form of music that I really feel like I could get into. I mean, it was, you know, you get into it largely because it's a solo activity. So it's very therapeutic. It's like painting or long-distance running or something. I mean, it doesn't involve the input of other people. And when you're trying to find your voice creatively after a period where you've felt a little listless, doing something like that can be very empowering and meditative. I think with Behold the Spirit, I feel like it's sort of like the acoustic guitar is like the lead singer, but there's all these other cast members in it. I kind of wanted to do a cycle of things that where there was like these gaps of ambient space, and it gave a little relief to the melody, and it just sort of worked out that way. That's always been something that's really interested me, sound collage and all that. So
well, then your next record, Impossible Truth, which was released in 2013 on Merge Records, and there's more layering going on, and the results are really cinematic. Are you heavily influenced by film, and not just film scores, but by film in general?
Yeah, I'm both, actually. Mm-hmm. I was always interested in film. I mean, before I got really interested in music when I was a teenager, I was really, really interested in film. I mean, I watched hundreds of movies and read film books, and I mean, I was really interested in pursuing that somehow, but I also realized that it's really expensive to make films, even like home movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is probably not something I can just do myself. But yeah, I was always interested in the synthesis of film and music, and I mean, I like it when people make those comparisons. I mean, I don't necessarily imagine visuals when I'm writing those songs, but I guess, like when you say the word cinematic and like trying to, I think especially with Impossible Truth, I was trying to draw on that a little more, like make it almost sound like a soundtrack to an imaginary film. That's one of the things that I like about writing instrumental music is that it's not immediate, I guess, but it does allow a lot of space for the listener to conjure up different ideas, images, and associations that would not exist there with the tyranny of lyricism and, you know, being told a story by somebody. And there's a certain comfort in that, but there's also a certain freedom in just listening to music without words and being able to make your own associations.
Guitarist William Tyler. His latest release on Merge Records is Lost Colony, an EP played with a full band. You'll find links and a video of William Tyler at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.